the birth of the first child, the adoption of the first child, those things made it abundantly clear that there was just a huge, big, gaping hole in objectivist theory and in libertarian theory. And the huge gaping hole is that every human person is born as a helpless infant. And that should tell us something about the human condition. Somehow, we have got to help that helpless infant become an adult. And if all you think about is value for value, I'm going to do something for you because you can do something for me, you won't have any kids. You really won't have any kids. It's never a good deal if you're calculating like that. You know, you look at it and say, well, nope, I'm not ready for kids yet. Nope, cost-benefit analysis ain't there. Nope, not going to have a kid this year. Hey, maybe now I'm ready for a kid. Whoops, I'm 38, can't get it done. You know, that's what's happening to us, you know. So all of these different currents that are so much a part of modern thinking all push in the same direction of saying that children are either a complete nuisance that you should avoid, or there's some kind of consumption good, you kind of enjoy kids, then it's fine. But that isn't really satisfactory as an understanding of the human condition and the human person, because the fact is, every person was once a child, once an infant, and we have to respect that in a more deep way than we do now.